So everything's sort of come full circle for me. I started as a summer student at Open Sky in 2011, so many years ago. And shortly after two seasons, I came over here. I've been at Anderson's. This is my 9th season here. First as sort of the one running it along with Joni. So we do things like pricing all the pots, putting labels on everything, filling pots with soil. I had always known that Heather wouldn't be in this forever, so she had always been muttering about, you know, maybe this is the last season, I'm not sure, but she finally made a decision.
Made it official.
Last season. So I was left without, well, I had options, but my dream was always to open sort of my own greenhouse, and knowing the folks at Open Sky really helped. We have partnered on this and made it work.
Yeah, my name is Jess Paget. I worked for Heather at Anderson's for two seasons, in 2020 and last year. Yeah, it was really, you know, it was a very bittersweet thing last year when we knew it was the last season, because I knew that that's what Heather wanted, but, you know, I think the community as well kind of felt this, like, heaviness of just missing out on this greenhouse. So I think it's really nice that it can kind of live on in, I don't know, another way that's different, but still just kind of, like, familiar feeling. Yeah.
My name is Sandy Malasky, and I live in Sackville. We've been customers of Anderson's ever since we moved to Sackville 6 years ago. And when Heather passed away, and we weren't sure if there was going to be anything here, and so when we heard about the partnership with Open Sky, and it's a wonderful thing to stay in Sackville, and we're very pleased. And as you can see, buying lots of stuff.
I'm Laura Hunter, and I'm the executive director at Open Sky Cooperative. The greenhouse is exciting because it expands what we already do at Open Sky from being really focused on the day-to-day rhythms and the seasonal rhythms of farm life and community life to some very specific skills. And so it gives us a chance to offer a variety of training opportunities that several of the tasks that have to be done year after year at the greenhouse are clear and repetitive and almost comfort, like peaceful to do. You know, you can sit and chat and label pots, but there's it's very concrete in many ways, and so there's lots to learn. It's a calm, kind of peaceful environment.
So my name is Joni Fleck Andrews. I'm a sole proprietor, so I'm not with Open Sky, but I am thrilled to be working with them. And with all of the challenges and just things that have happened over the last year, it would have been kind of hard to just move forward on my own. And so partnering with Open Sky has been wonderful. The Little Plant Nursery, which is my business, what started off as, I think, a journey for me to find new and meaningful employment, has also turned into a bit of a healing journey after Heather passed away last fall. And it's been really emotional at times, but it's been incredibly special and heartwarming. And I feel really good about the succession of the greenhouses and its continuance.
What can you tell me about the events for this weekend? You're having an open house and celebrating the relaunch, right?
Yeah, the official opening, even though we have been open now for almost a full month. And we've definitely been here longer. We, you know, really get things started. Things start to percolate a little bit in February and really get going with seeds in March. But yeah, this weekend, we're hoping for good weather. We're going to have a tulip bar. I don't know, where people can come and assemble sort of like their own tulip bouquet. And that is, being done with, the support of Blooms by the Bay, a flower farm out in Bayvert. So that's going to be here on site.
We wanted to celebrate and also just acknowledge and give thanks to a lot of the people who've been helping us. The greenhouse opening was major, and the Smith family and the Andersons it's been an incredible legacy that they have offered us, as well as Joni too, of course. So we want to pause and celebrate that and give thanks for that. We're going to do a couple of dedications to Heather, in Heather Smith's memory. And we also have just completed the construction of a building here at Fulkins Drive that we call, for now, Makerspace, which is a building that helps expand our program possibilities. It's got a cold room and a wonderful workshop and tool storage space.